there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Those little salt and pepper shakers that look like old-fashioned Pepsi bottles. Name tags on waitresses that say, hi, my name is, and then their name. Red and white tablecloths, obviously. But really, after that, you've got to focus on the wings. The wings are really important, maybe the most important bit.
Anything else?
Sauce. We need ketchup and mayo. The American mustard that's really yellow, like too yellow.
Right.
Probably a bit of Frank's Red Hot too, actually, if I'm completely honest with you.
Great. Thank you to Paul from Reading there, taking us through his entire menu from the condiments to the crockery. And if you'd like to let us know what you'd have in your dream sports bar, you can call us or text in to 6886. But ideally, keep it a bit less detailed than Paul was there, as we have had to miss the news and the weather for that.
We just don't really have a sports bar culture here in the UK, do we, Lisa? Not compared to over in the States.
We don't. You know, there's a few that pop up now and again, but they do it big, don't they, over there? Everything's massive, you know, hot dogs the size of you.
Careful.
Yes, yes, exactly. And nachos, I like a nacho. Do you? All smothered in cheese, salsa, sour cream and whatnot.
Right.
Guacamole.
Steady on, Des. You're starting to remind me of Paul.
Who's Paul?
Paul, our caller from just a second ago.
Oh, I zoned out.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, guys, if you can do the read now.
But they're very important, aren't they? Things like sports bars and pubs, because they're a great place to talk to your mates.
That's right. And it's very important to talk to your mates, not just about the footy, or your fantasy football team, or a goal you might have scored playing five-a-side football, or what you think might happen in the footy this weekend, but about important things, like your feelings.
Exactly. This is an issue very close to my heart, actually. Men's mental health. Something I've suffered with my whole life, ever since I was a young boy growing up by the Tyne.
You're reading each other's bits. Just talk casually around it.
Good one. Yes, men's mental health is, of course, hugely important. And where do you see more men's mental health than on the football pitch? That's why, later in the show, we'll be talking to ex-Swansea City and Leeds United fullback Eddie Miller about a new campaign he's launched to promote player welfare called A Brain of Two Halves.
It deals with all things from external pressures put on players to online abuse to addiction. All issues that are extremely important to us here on Total Sport. And we're thrilled to be shining a light on Eddie's new venture.
Absolutely. That's all to come. It's 2:15 in the afternoon. We'll be back with you shortly.
Do you have the guts to take a risk? Or are you going to cower in the corner like a wimp? Betforever offers you a free £10 bet when you place a wager with odds over 50-1, regardless of whether it wins or loses.
OK, guys, obviously a very delicate issue today, especially with the player addiction stories in the news this week. Jan coming in to fill you in a bit more.
Hi guys. Right, so we've got Eddie Miller coming in later and I need you to make sure that you take him very seriously, okay? He's quite quiet and softly spoken, especially compared to a lot of the rowdy lads we get on the show. So just be mindful of that and make him feel comfortable.
Couldn't agree more, Jan.
Yes, and positive mental health stuff tests really well with our advertisers too.
Right.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Right, so Eddie Miller is here later on, but we've got David Pearson coming in now to plug his new book.
New book? I thought he was just a red top hack.
Well, apparently not. Press release should be in front of you. Oh, he's coming in. You're back on in 20 seconds.
Hi, David.
Jess? Lisa?
20 seconds.
Is that all I get?
Good one. That's a good one.
So what are you waiting for? Sign up to Bet Forever now. Unless you're a stupid pussy.
Total Sport FM. If Banter was a bloke, we'd be friends with him.
Welcome back to the Des and Lisa Show here on Total Sport. Now, joining us in the studio is a man probably best known for his insightful, provocative and extremely popular... Blimey, am I blowing enough smoke there?
No, don't stop. More! More!
What I was going to say is, best known for his very popular weekly roundup columns in The Mirror, it's David Pearson. How are you today, David?
All the better for seeing you too.
That's lovely to hear, David. Now, you've moved away from tabloid journalism and written a book. Tell us about that.
Yes, absolutely. So, I've always been a huge fan of football's funny little stories, little mishaps or random, almost mythical sounding tales that are completely true.
Such as?
Such as the player manager who sold himself to another club. Or the Lazio player who went into a bank and shouted, "This is a robbery!" as a joke and then was shot and killed, bleeding out as he explained it was all just a silly joke for a bit of fun.
Oh, my.
But there's none better than the tale of Ernesto the dog at Slough Town. Do you know the story, Des?
I do, David. Heard that one a few times.
So what happened was, it was the last day of the season and Slough Town were on the cusp of automatic promotion.
As I say, I've heard it before and I'm sure our listeners have.
I haven't heard it.
They were 2-1 down to Tunbridge and about to be knocked out of the automatic places when late in the game, a border collie named Ernesto ran onto the pitch and pooped by the corner flag.
Was it a large poop that required a proper clean-up for health and safety reasons?
A poop so large it required a proper clean-up for reasons of safety and health. But it also required a 13-minute stoppage, in which time the Slough players learned of the results elsewhere and discovered they'd only need one goal to go up.
I wonder if they got it.
Well, with 13 minutes of stoppages comes 13 minutes of, yes, stoppage time.
Wow.
And in the first minute, we learned that the dog that had done the pooping actually belongs to the Slough striker Mackenzie Woodburn.
No way.
Oh my God, no way.
Lisa.
Now, the clock is ticking away. They need a goal, do Slough, and Mackenzie Woodburn is on the pitch still, a bit embarrassed. They're deep into the 13 minutes of injury time.
What happened?
Grant Clark leaps onto a loose ball, squares it to Mackenzie Woodburn, whose dog it was that had pooped by the corner flag that led to the stoppage time, remember? Who scores the equalising goal. So it's all thanks to a dog that Slough Town went up.
Incredible.
Right, and you've written a book about that, have you? That story that just took under a minute to tell.
Not just the story, Des. A side to the story we haven't heard. For this book is an imagined interview with Ernesto himself.
Ernesto. The dog.
Exactly. The border collie behind it all.
You've imagined an interview with a dog.
By Jove, I think he's got it.
Oh, bless.
Sorry. You've sat in a room, imagining yourself asking a dog questions.
And then imagine what the dog would say back, yes, and written it down, yes.
And are now charging $9.99.
People love a great story, Des. Not everyone has a heart of stone like you.
It sounds cute. You know, I'd love to know what was going through Ernesto's head at the time.
Yes, but you won't, will you? You'll just know what was going through David's head when he imagined he was a dog about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. But still, dog.
But still, dog.
I'll send you a free copy, Des. How's that? And you can see for yourself.
I can hardly wait. What's the book called, then?
You'll like this. Brace yourself, guys. Pause in Play.
Oh, how's pause spelled, then?
It's spelled pause. Like,
yeah.
Like dogs have.
Yeah, like a dog, yeah.
I bet it's got a lovely front cover.
And lots of photos. And illustrations.
Of course. Traffic and travel now, but we'll be chatting more with David after. At least I think it's David. You could be imagining he's a marmoset for all I know.
Here's your traffic and travel. Still looking stodgy on the A1 due to drivers slowing down to look at that weird sex shop that looks like it should be a Little Chef elsewhere, and it's an absolute nightmare in Leicester, although the traffic seems fine today.
Already getting a lot of traction on the Eddie Miller interview later. Lots of questions, but quite a lot of sort of statements about mental health in the game. Not particularly enlightening stuff, I must say. Back in five.
That's the latest. I'm Glenn Moore.
We've got Des. We've got Lisa. The Des and Lisa Show. Only on Total Sport.
Welcome back. We're still joined in the studio by journalist and, well, author, I suppose, David Pearson. David, we're discussing a few things on the show today, one of which is mental health in the sporting world. How important do you think it is to protect that?
Oh, God, yeah. Just so important. We saw recently, didn't we, the tell-all interview with Ange Holtby about his struggles behind the scenes at United, his family issues, his testing childhood. So brave of him to come out and be honest about that. I mean, it all adds up. And people who knew nothing about his past, nothing of his own mental state, were so quick to criticise. Because of what? Because of a misplaced past, say. Frankly, It borders on bullying.
Yes, but you were one of those people slagging him off, weren't you, David?
Me? I don't think so, no.
In your column, you were always laying into Holtby.
Yeah, tell him, Des. Putting some of his quotes on your screen now.
When? I wouldn't have done that. People seem to forget that footballers are just human beings, like you and I. And you.
You said, and I'm quoting here, he brought shame on his family and every single person he has ever shaken hands with.
In a good way.
You said the only thing that would look more out of place on the England team bus was a book, and that's harsh on a lot of them.
No, but, I mean, he's not beyond criticism. I just think there's a way...
I remember this, actually. Last time you were on this show, I was listening.
Thanks, Lisa.
Well, big fan. David, you were going on and on about Ange Holtby's haircut and his fashion sense being the reason he was struggling on the pitch.
It can all be a bit distracting to the people watching at home.
We've got a clip if you want to play it in.
Shall we hear the clip?
No, no! He's stealing a living. They pay tens of millions of pounds for him and he turns up each week like he's scared of the ball. It's an absolute joke.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it, David? People take time to adapt to a new environment.
These are top professionals. They don't have time. He's a waste of money for the club, but also for the fans who pay each week. He should be personally reimbursing them. He's a disgrace to the badge, he's a disgrace to the fans, he's a disgrace to the game of football, and he should be ashamed.
Look, I was exaggerating. People change their minds, and
I'm not exaggerating, and I will never change my mind on this. He's a national embarrassment.
Don't you think this sort of thing is unhelpful, David? How would he feel hearing this?
Oh, get over it. You're a man, aren't you, Ange, if you're listening?
Oh, dear, David, you can't say things like that.
I was joking.
And just to be clear, I am not joking. I would never joke about this. The man makes a dog's dinner of everything, and like a dog, he deserves to be put down.
Wow.
Jesus.
I don't really think it's fair to bring up the past like that. You don't know how it could affect someone's mental health.
Now, you must be joking.
Personally, I'd love to hear from the dog you mentioned at the end there, get his perspective on things. Thanks, David. I'm sure we'll see you again. David's new book, Pause for Thought, is out now in shops.
Online.
Online. Coming up, we're talking to Eddie Miller. Oh, David, before you go, what would you include in your dream sports bar?
I don't know. I'd probably just make it just like the Waterloo Brewdog.
Dogs again?
You're obsessed. Back with you shortly.
Total Sport FM, online and on digital.
Joining us now, as teased, is Eddie Miller, best known from his days whipping in crosses for Leeds United and defending corners for Swansea City. But now, on to a new venture. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. This is beautiful.
We've been discussing mental health today, and your new campaign is in the same space. Is that right?
That's truth. That's truth. It's a new campaign I've set up called A Brain of Two Halves, and it aims to help current players who are struggling mentally, whether that be from the pressures of football, from online trolls, from addiction, inner demons, and so on.
Now, this is really important, isn't it, Eddie? Something we all should be talking about.
Absolutely. It's a resource I wish I had when I was a player. I'm out the other side of it now, but I struggled massively.
What were your main issues?
Well, primarily the workload. You're playing two, sometimes three games a week. Every match comes with its own pressures, its own anxieties, and so you end up run down, not just physically and mentally, but in your body and mind as well.
And this is something we've got to get talking about, just in casual chat, haven't we? Particularly us blokes. We're not very open to being, well, open.
Actually, Des, I think you do men a disservice there.
Oh,
men
sorry.
It's okay. We're all learning. Men have got a lot better at opening up in recent years, more willing to have candid convos about what they're going through, but also more willing to listen, to be supportive, and to acknowledge that someone's truth. It's just that. It's their truth. And their struggles are legitimate.
We're getting a lot of texts and tweets in on this, Eddie, so you might be right. People clearly do want to talk about it. Dan in Herefordshire says, workload, what a joke. For 200 grand a week, I'd play 20 football matches. This lot don't know they're born. Not sure that's the point, actually, Dan.
Well, if you were playing 20 games a week, your standard would drop so much that no one would be willing to pay you anything. So that, I'm afraid, is a stupid argument. The players are paid this much because of their quality, not quantity.
Okay, just a heads up, bit of a weird one, but Darren from The Breakfast Show's calling in. I'll put him through on your queue.
A tweet here from Gaz. We knew footballers were all sissies from their rolling around on the pitch, but I didn't know they were wet blankets off it too. Bring back the days of hard nuts like Terry Butcher. He wouldn't be caught dead having feelings. Also bring back hanging.
So maybe we do need to get a bit better at it then, eh?
Okay, we've got a caller on the line. Probably a familiar voice to many of you. It's friend of the show and host of the Total Sport Breakfast Show, Darren Foster.
Morning.
Good of you to listen, Darren. We normally reserve calls for the general public, but we couldn't resist letting you on.
Aye, it'll be the only way I can get any airtime soon, the way things are moving.
So what have you got to say?
Well, it's a joke, isn't it? All this woe is me nonsense from Eddie. I know the game had already gone by the time he was playing, but this is ridiculous. That's a joke, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Absolute joke.
Namaste, Darren. Why do you say these things?
Well, it's pathetic. You need all this help all the time. It's the younger generation. You're making a living doing something every man and boy in the world wants to do. How can you be sad about that?
Well, depression isn't really just being sad. It's an actual...
You're getting laid into you from the terraces. It's part and parcel of the job description. If players don't want to get laid into, play a bit better. Simple as that.
No, not as simple as that. Sorry, Darren. Sorry, everybody. Sorry to the listeners. Shouldn't get so angry.
But this lot are all as soft as mashed potatoes these days. They want a pat on the back and a foot rub every time he doesn't go their way. You're as soft as bunny rabbits.
What did you do for your mental health in your day, Darren?
We didn't have mental health in my day. We just got on with it. You either won or you lost and you got a clip down the ear and a good hiding and you went out and you got leathered. None of this therapy nonsense.
Right, so you coped by drinking alcohol, which isn't particularly healthy.
We weren't using it for coping. We were just getting on with it. Using alcohol to get us through difficulties and on to the next thing.
Yes, that's what I've said. You're saying the exact same thing as me.
Were you all like this, all your boys, back in the 80s?
To a man! All as tough as each other. And I'm just as tough now, so it never had an impact.
Well, I've listened to your show, Darren, and with all respect, I'd say you're quite an angry man.
Angry? You need to watch your mouth before I shut it for you.
That's a really good example.
Do you still keep up with any of the boys, Darren?
Not really. Lots of them are hard to get hold of.
Really? What about Jeff Whitby?
He died 10 years ago.
Oh, of course he did. My apologies. What did he die of again?
Killed himself.
God rest his soul. What about Phil Bridgley?
Doesn't have a phone. Lost everything and lives on a barge, so no fixed address.
That's a shame. Dean Williams?
Prison.
Gary Loughton?
Heart attack, 49.
Blimey, apologies, Darren. But you don't let all this weigh you down, do you?
Not at all, because I'm not like these worms. If I fell down, I do what I did when I was playing, and I have a skin full to pick myself back up.
We can't be condoning this.
Well, that, of course, isn't a proven method. Thanks for calling in, Darren.
Listen, love, I was playing when you were in nappies.
So Darren Foster there, calling from the 1950s, it turns out.
No, but actually, Darren does raise a good point, whether he means to or not. Addiction is one of the main things our organisation focuses on and something we should be taking seriously in football.
Mm, definitely.
Alcohol addiction is a real sleeping giant. It's incredibly detrimental, not just to fans, but also to players. And we've worked really hard to help a few players of all levels work through their alcohol addictions.
That is brilliant, Eddie. Great to hear. Will you stick around so we can chat some more?
Absolutely, I will.
Now, all afternoon, we've been asking what you'd include in your dream sports bar. We've got a text here from Chris which says, screw all the screens and food. All I need is pints, pints, pints. Pints in every flavour. Thank you, Chris. We'll be back soon.
Total Sport FM.
We've got a new feature now based on astrology. That's right, we all love score predictions, but often they're based on nothing more than analysing match statistics, team tactics, and other such boring data mumbo jumbo. What we all preferred is when an octopus told us what would happen, and he was always right. Well, now we've got a new method. It's from the people at Mind Sanctuary, a spiritual healing company.
Oh, it's a spiritual nurturing company. For legal reasons, it's not a healing company.
A spiritual nurturing company. Wow, brilliant. And that voice you hear is Jess Spleckfoot joining us on video call, one of the people behind the new technology, Scoroscope. Am I saying that right?
Well, it's Score, O-Scope. like score, as in the final score, and horoscope.
And what does it do?
Well, it analyses the moons and stars the exact same way horoscopes do and comes up with predictions for what will happen in football matches.
Love this. So could you read us one of the scoroscopes for this week?
Sure. Are you ready to get closer to a certain someone? Don't stay stuck in neutral with surface-level chit-chat if you truly desire a genuine connection. The moon starts in Taurus, emboldening you to lead others in the direction you want them to go. But as Luna swings into Gemini later in the day, you may find yourself oversharing and tumbling into murky territory that requires some consideration. Be wary of how many you approach, as you may find it a bit easier to gravitate to one in particular.
What did that mean, then?
It means Spurs Newcastle is going to be 2-1.
And how does it mean that?
Well, it says gravitate 2-1 in particular, so that's the score, 2-1.
Right.
Newcastle will go ahead, but all the stuff about oversharing and getting too close and requiring consideration means Fabien Schär will foul someone and give away a VAR penalty late in the second half, which will be scored by Son, which we know from the word gravitate, i.e. the sun's gravitational pull.
I am absolutely blown away.
Surely that can't be right. It's just a load of similar words, isn't it?
They're not all like that. There's lots of ways the truth manifests through these readings.
Could we have another?
Sure. The Virgo sun illuminates your solar fifth house, elevating confidence while encouraging creative experimentation.
And what does all that tell us?
Hat trick for Dominic Solanke. Goal scored in the 5th, 17th and 81st minutes.
What?
It's not as explicit, that one, but that is what it means.
Is it just for football, or can you do them for us?
It can be done for anyone under the right circumstances.
Oh, wow, what circumstances?
Your full consent.
Do I have to sign a waiver?
No, I mean you just have to want to have it done. I'm not going to force it upon anyone. Ever.
Okay, yes then. Do me.
Okay. Mercury, entering transformation zone, Jupiter's moons, cosmic gathering. Yup, as suspected. As the career gods shine upon you, you grasp the torch of opportunity with both hands and feet. Talent emanated from your being and lights the path for you to tread safely. Ergo, you're going to be a millionaire.
No.
Within the next 14 days.
Oh, my word. Well, that's fantastic. And that's confirmed, is it? So I can start buying things now? Because I've got my eye on a new whisk.
Absolutely, 100%.
I wouldn't just yet if I were you, Lisa.
Do I have your consent, Des? For a scoroscope?
Well, oh, go on.
I suppose so, can't hurt.
Saturn rising. Scorpio sun. Oh, dear. I'm afraid it's a dark horizon. It's looking like Des could...
This is weird. Jess is just staring into Des's eyes on the video call. Looks like she's really concentrating on this. She's almost in a trance. Doesn't look good for you, Des.
Oh, hang on. I think the call's frozen.
I'm being told that the screen's frozen. You got away with that, Des.
Reappearing to wreak havoc. The horse will have bolted and you'll face grave consequences in the mirror.
No, didn't hear all of that, but no, that sounds like nonsense. None of that, thank you. That's based on nothing.
Oh no, Des, that sounds terrible.
Right, that's all we've got time for on that. That's scoroscope, although it got a bit off track there, didn't it? Jess Bleckford, everyone. And where can people find out more about your scoroscope enterprise?
By looking at the stars.
Brilliant.
And you can Google it.
Oh, well, that's handy.
Back after this.
Are you sick to the back stomach of buying so many eggs? Eggs for the kids, eggs for the family, eggs for your friends. In a cost of living crisis...
Eddie Miller's bringing a current pro in now to talk about abuse. So no photos, no live streaming or anything, OK? Staying anonymous. Really emphasise what a big deal this is.
Will do.
Back in 10.
So stop clucking about and buy one big egg that everyone can enjoy. Visit oneegg.co.uk/trough solutions for more details.
The Des and Lisa Show. Only on Total Sport.
Now, we have a world exclusive on the show.
Oh, do we now? Sounds exciting.
It really is. Obviously, we have Eddie Miller on the show with us, and he's managed to get a current Premier League player to come onto the show and talk about the online abuse he receives. Eddie, why don't you tell us a bit more about this, and then we'll introduce the player, shall we?
Thanks so much, Lisa. Wow, what a privilege. Our contacts within football have allowed us to get a player on the show with me here today to talk through exactly what sort of abuse modern players suffer online.
Now, there is one caveat, and that is that the player wants to remain anonymous throughout for obvious reasons. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Des. And what a sad indictment of the world we live in that is, by the way.
Without further ado, welcome to the show. Football... What do I call you?
No worries. I think we've agreed to go with Jake for this.
Jake, yes.
Okay, then. Welcome to the show, Jake. Now, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today. I know this is a really difficult thing to do.
No. Thank you for having me.
Talk us through your reasons for wanting to come on and tell your story.
Well, I think it's important, first of all, to just highlight how bad the abuse is for a lot of us and how much it can affect our mental health.
Absolutely.
But also to show any other victims of cyberbullying that you're not alone, and there are ways of dealing with it.
That's commendable, Jake. Talk us through how much this abuse affects you and what sort of impact it has on your life.
Oh, well, at its worst, it can be relentless. Sometimes after a bad result or whatever, I get like a lot of DMs.
Just for order, listeners, what is DMs?
Direct messages on Insta or Snap or whatever.
Right, yes.
And it just completely takes over your life. Because, you know, you shouldn't read them, but it's almost impossible not to.
When you say you get a lot of DMs, what sort of numbers are we talking?
Oh, a lot. Like 15, 20 sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's enough to affect me. It's just always there in the back of your head, you know. The other morning, I could barely finish my second bowl of cereal.
Ha ha!
It's good that you can still make light of this.
What?
All right, you're serious. Well, yeah, that is bad.
Awful.
Yes, it is bad. I wonder if I can just step in for a moment here to suggest that Jake actually reads out some of the abuse he receives, because I think it is an eye-opener.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't want to jump the gun here, but presumably quite a lot of them are about your voice, which is just really unfair. You just have a distinctive voice, that's all.
No, that's a voice modulator.
It's a modulator.
Right.
Yeah, so we were saying sometimes it's hard to put yourself in someone else's shoes, sort of actually see what sort of thing you have to put up with could be really useful.
And please only read these out if you're comfortable doing so.
Okay, should I just start?
Whenever you're ready.
Right, okay, so this one says, this guy is the worst signing in the club's history.
Yeah, that's not nice to read.
This one says, I would rather the club mascot got a game ahead of, and then my name.
That's not fair.
This one says, why does he have that dumb look on his face, like an estate agent looking at the ceiling of a master bedroom on a daytime property show?
Okay.
Here's one after a video of me running went viral. He runs like he's wearing two pairs of very tight pants and he shit them both.
Apologies for any language you might find offensive, but the production team have decided it's important to get the full impact of these messages.
Here's another one. What would it be like if a bin bag full of cum grew legs and tried to kick a football? And then my name.
I'm not sure this is respectful.
Again, sorry for any language you find offensive, but it really is necessary.
Couldn't agree more.
Carry on, Jake.
If I had two bullets and was in a room with Adolf Hitler and my name here, I would shoot myself in the head twice so I never have to watch this fraud play football again. I wouldn't waste the bullets on my name here, because his fucking skull is too fucking thick for anything to penetrate.
Yeah, that's a long one.
Yeah, that was over two tweets. This one says, he looks like he should be the star of a reality TV show called Britain's Dumbest Cunt.
What are you doing?
No.
What are you doing? Why are you laughing? They're laughing at you.
I'm sorry.
They're laughing at you, you fucking moron.
Oh, yeah.
Right, come on. We're leaving. This is unprofessional.
Okay.
Please, kid, and steer.
Don't give his name away.
Okay, well, that's a shame. And I have a note here that says mental health is increasingly a concern in football, and there is plenty of evidence that online abuse can lead to a range of mental health problems, including depression. But to be fair, some of those tweets were, you know.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because on the one hand, obviously, it's bad to bully anyone. But on the other hand, we might never have heard those fantastic roasts.
Exactly. Couldn't have put it better myself. Okay, that's about it from us today. I can currently see our station manager looking at me through the glass quite aggressively. Wish us luck.
Bye!
Dial F for Football was created by Tayo Papula, starring Lolly Adefope, Fergus Craig, Jessica Fostercue and Helen Cripps. Also featuring Sunil Patel, David Elms, Joe Barnes, Lily Knight, Glenn Moore, Rhys James and Luke Kempner. Written by Mark G. Smith and Rhys James. Produced, engineered and music by Tom Jenkins. Executive produced by Tayo Papula. Directed by Mark G. Smith. This was a Furious Styles production for Keep It Light Media.